how is the talent in Denmark?
Well, you know, like I said, it's a small country, so of course when you have a small country, you know, there's not so many to choose from, like in America or, you know, France or Italy. But, you know, we have a couple. You know, I think I sort of choose the best two days in the moment and working with them. But otherwise, it's difficult in Denmark to, you know, also because, there's, like you said, there's not been too many people that actually made it, you know, to the World Championship. So I think also people sort of doesn't really realize that it's possible, and that's what something I do. You know, I have never been a world champion, but I had 17 podiums, and you know, and beat the best in the world. So it's important for me to go around the clubs and having speeches about my career, and people realize that I come from, you know, from, let's say, not so easy way. I didn't have a lot of money, and I didn't have a lot of people to support me when I was young, when I lost my dad. And but I made it happen, you know. And I think that gives a hope for all the Danish riders that if you work hard and you're doing a good job and you're serious what you're doing and professional, then it's possible. And I'm the living proof of that. And like I said, I've never been a world champion, but I did the best what I could do with the capability and the knowledge I have around the sport. So of course, when you stop your career and you know that you could have maybe done it in a different way, but I did the best what I could do at that time and the knowledge I had. So that's something I like to teach to Thomas and Stefan. You know, I learned a lot from my career, and especially retiring. And you know, I don't want to make the same mistakes with them that I did it with my own career. So you know, I try to analyze all the time and think where could have been better, and with the riders, you know, work on something, some of the weakness that I had that had to be, they can be more strong. So this is the ultimate goal for me, is to, you know, now when I'm retired, I'm happy with my career. I realized that I did the best what I could do, and my next goal is to, you know, to get a Danish rider that is even better than me. And of course the goal is to, you know, always to be winning. If it's a European championship or the world championship, the goal is ultimate to win, you know. And that gives almost as good satisfaction for me to work with people like Stefan and Thomas, and I know they're serious, they really, really want it. It's not my goals that is running, you know, all the hard training. It's actually because they want it, you know, and that's the most important thing.
The Danish, you still have assistance from the Danish Federation? Or?
No, not at all. I mean, I stopped in 2010, and then I started my own company, Brian Jorgensen, MX.com. And you know, just working with riders all over Europe, and also working with Honda Academy, and having my own school in Spain. So I just try to do my own thing. I'm a very you know, I've been self-driven since I was 16 years old. Try to get money and, you know, and make the whole system run for me. And I continue in this way. I like to be on my own, and I have good creativity to get up every morning and try to make the best for myself and also for the riders, of course.
Is that the Honda Academy and the schools in Spain, how are they all going? Is that...
Yeah, it's going really good. You know, first of all, I love to work with Honda. You know, I had good results with them, I had a good history with them, and it was also very nice to contact me to do the Honda Academy. And you know, basically, just like always, you know, you try to do your best. If you're a racer or you're training, you know, I always try to analyze and try to be a better trainer. And you have to put to side that Brian Jorgensen is not you know, a GP rider anymore, and now I have to see myself more as a coach than as a rider, you know, and forget about, you know, remember what I did, but don't, you know, comparison that I did it like this when I was riding GPs, you know, but forget about all that and try to improve as a coach. And, you know, everything what I do with Honda is the same thing. I try to do a good job for them, and mostly, let's say, first of all, I like to do it for myself because I love to teach other people. This is my passion. I did it, you know, for 34 years almost. I've been sitting on a bike, so I think also I have some knowledge, and coming from nowhere to the top, you know, is something I can be proud to bring on to the young people. And I never been on a training school in my life, and I, you know, it took me many years to win GPs, but I did it, and it was something I did on my own, and I'm proud of that.